Tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Studio audience should sing along on the na 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 na. It's not very difficult, okay? Back with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes Robert E. Lee. Now, I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na.
Hello, this is Miss Confederate, and I have a subject to talk about today. It's entitled The Big Put Down, or White Trash Southerners. You know, we of the South are very often called white trash, and we are always put down. So the campaign against the South, as it continues on with removal of monuments and all that's been happening, especially over the past 5 years, just goes on and on. And the effort is still a way to class everyone here as a white trash person, if you're from the South, and you're white especially. Even the blacks from the South are not considered to be as probably as smart, intelligent, or capable as those from the North. So I add the blacks in this category too, even though they call it white trash. Maybe they should call it Southern trash. But I want to talk a little bit about a couple subjects. Just as FBI agents were allowed into former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, invading his privacy on sham charges, for after all, he was already impeached twice to no avail. Then he was brought before a kangaroo court. So likewise, the entire South as a whole is continually being harassed and impugned, made fun of, and culturally destroyed. I know they have found some documents that President Trump supposedly had in his home, although I don't even believe he was there to confirm that this is true. But even so, I would like to know how important those documents are, what difference they really made in anything, and whether or not it's worth invading his home and his guaranteed security, even as any other citizen of the United States, although in his case, he's not been given any at all over the last, 5-6 years here. He's been continually, completely, totally harassed and impugned. But at any rate, they may as well carry Death to Trump signs around the way they treat him, seeing how the D.C. powers treat him constantly over the years. The truth is, when Oliver Cromwell and the Puritans in the 1600s in England brought the British King Charles before their kangaroo parliament then, in that case it was primarily because he had married a Catholic French wife, and they were upset over that. Although, more than likely, he did that to seal a peaceful agreement between England and France, militarily and politically. But anyway, they did, in that case, they did, during this British Civil War, they did kill the king. They actually cut off his head. They are trying to do that now with Trump. And all but getting it done. Likewise, the ethnic genocide of the South continues on, especially of the conservative, patriotic, God-fearing Southerners who, quote-unquote, talk funny, but whose ancestors fought in all American wars. Much of this is said to hinge on the wrongful death of one black man named George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is a non-Southern city in the Midwest somewhere. I've never even been there. I'm sure many of you have. I don't know how that relates to destroying monuments across the South, but certainly in someone's mind, I guess the Marxist, there is some type of connection there. I don't see any at all. Baltimore officials announced recently that the beautiful equestrian monuments to Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson that were taken down, it's one monument together, are being sent for display to a radical anti-American art museum in Los Angeles that is called Lax Art, L-A-X Art. What a name. Yeah, lackadaisical art. That's probably true for all the people that are involved in this in California. Located there already is a magnificent monument to Robert E. Lee that was removed from New Orleans, Louisiana. You may remember that. It was, I think, the first one removed. Lawsuits in Virginia have been attempting to keep a Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee monuments there from also going to Lax Art. A fight has also ensued to keep a former South Carolina governor statue from also being shipped to Los Angeles. That is a monument to John C. Calhoun, very famous man. He was also senator. He had many, many great accomplishments for the state of South Carolina, which they now want to throw into the trash can as if he never existed. He made no difference at all. The truth is that Lax Art is simply planning a Confederate monuments exhibit to deride the South, to poke fun at Southern people and culture, and to put down the South's history, to further destroy its culture in any way that it can. This is ethnic genocide, similar to the yellow armbands and the Stars of David that the Nazis and Hitler's Germany made the Jews wear there while they destroyed their culture, made them hide away, and stole from the Jews. I'm aware that people shouting white supremacy, not all of whom are even American, they're not Native Americans, not any type of Americans originally, but came from other countries. I'm aware that many of these people have tried to say that Southern people during the time of the Civil War in the Confederacy are like the Nazis in Hitler's Germany. I say that the way they are acting is like the way the Nazis acted, not the way the Southerners acted before the Civil War time. The Civil War Confederate soldiers and statehood, they did not, the nationhood, they did not kill slaves. They did not round them up, put them in concentration camps, starve them, gas them to death, and kill them. I know that it's not fair at all. There is no connection at all between Southern Confederate soldiers who were drafted and made to go to war, whether they wanted to or not, and the Nazis of Hitler's Germany. Now, it's true that Nazi soldiers, many of them were also forced to fight. And for those poor soldiers, I feel the same as I do for the Southern soldiers. You cannot simply say that all people in Germany that lived during that time period were awful, hateful people. They were under the control of Hitler's regime. They were forced to fight. There were some who did it willingly, but there were millions who did not. who went because they had to. And the same applies in the South. There were millions, literally, in the South who were forced to fight by draft. It was the first American draft in the United States of America. And they did not have a choice. They were threatened with death and some were executed for not participating. Now, in that sense, they were forced to fight in a war that is not pleasant because who would defend slavery? 90% of those people were not, those soldiers were non-slave owners. So just because they fought did not mean that they defended slavery. So in that sense, they have something in common with the Nazi soldiers, that they were forced to fight. Does that mean they were Nazis at heart who went around treating the Jewish people like the woke culture is now treating the Southerners? No, they did not do that. And they certainly did not send them to gas chambers. So there, this connection that's being made between the Nazis and the Southern soldiers is false, and it's harmful, and it's part of this white trash culture that's going on. Because the South lost, they're going to continue picking on the South. But back to the Los Angeles exhibits. The disgusting exhibits put up at LAX Art will clue you in onto their radical thought out there in Los Angeles. One exhibit is entitled Reconstitution. It includes awful twisting of the words we know from the Star Spangled Banner and American traditions, framed by a background with Arabic words on the wall. For example, some of these words that are put up on the wall are harvest no labor, your trade craft, natives burned, vanish like vented flame. Natives burned, okay. Blessings cease our pain. Blessings cease our pain. Justice for all. Redskin bounty, tis of thee. Oh, that's a great one. Redskin bounty, tis of thee. U.S. give apology, abuse of sacred. 500 years, violence, purple mountain majesties. 500 years of violence. What the heck does that mean? We hadn't even been around for 500 years, but whatever. After native genocide, U.S. proud contingency. I can't read that. Jitter. Acute pain above fruited plain. Plain is spelled P-L-A-N-E. Acute pain above fruited plain. Massacre monster screams, welcome to vote. What in the heck? Send grace on thee, American brutality. How do you like that one? Shed grace on thee, American brutality. How nicely said. Poverty, sadness for which it stands. With Indian genocide, crown thy good. Suffer, dance, run sweet land, liberty. Is republic fair bombs bursting air? Okay, cute. Indian health decay, twilight's last gleaming. Indian health decay, twilight's last gleaming. Indio face down, no human justice. What in the world? With Indian genocide, crown thy good. Okay. Redskin bounty, tis of thee. This is incredibly ridiculous. This was a piece of artwork displayed in the Reconstitution exhibit at LAX Art Museum, Los Angeles. I mean, how much more disgusting and anti-American can you get than that? I mean, that's just flat out obviously anti-American. There's another exhibit that's entitled Remote Castration. Wow, you should go on there and look at some of those pictures. It is equally hair-raising. Well, I don't know if it's equally hair-raising. I don't think you can get any worse than what they've done to the American traditions. That's just disgusting. This is where they want to display the monuments of the Confederacy in a special exhibit called Confederate Monuments, I believe. It's true, we know that the population of California has become right now majority Spanish, 39% Latino to 35% Native Caucasian. They do not have the same history as the people of America. They do not have the same loyalty as the people of America, and they have reason to down our entire nation in order to increase their own power. One of the leaders of the toppling of the Silent Sam statue at UNC Chapel Hill, which is one of the first such topplings, in fact, I was there when it occurred, it turns out, was a Spanish guy named Raul Jimenez. I did not know this until recently. He was one of the leaders of the toppling of the Silent Sam Confederate statue in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where I attended school. I'm trying to figure out, if he's not from America, what he gets out of this, other than a lot of publicity. He was charged with misdemeanor rioting for toppling the statue, assisting in that. Wow, misdemeanor rioting. Wow, interesting. I didn't know there was such a thing as that. Injury to real property. Well, they should have included that it was public property, paid for by taxpayer dollars. No, it wasn't paid for by taxpayer dollars. Actually, it's on university land, but it's, I guess it is not public property in that sense. Injury to real property and defacing a public monument. So they call it a public monument. So he was charged with those three charges. However, the charges were dropped by a liberal anti-Southern university located judge. And by the way, UNC Chapel Hill is home to a law school itself. This liberal university turns out liberal judges who reside in that area. In fact, I believe the judge was from India. I'm not sure, but I believe he was. Note that a World War II monument in Charlotte was graffitied with words supporting a communist-inspired uprising on June the 19th of 1986 in Venezuela. Venezuela? What in the world does Venezuela have to do in 1986 with a World War II monument in Charlotte? I can't understand that, other than it's in the area where there is a heavy Hispanic population living around there. But why would they pick on a World War II monument? The graffiti included a communist hammer and sickle that was painted onto the World War II monument. Similar graffiti was sprayed on a World War II monument in Pittsburgh, too, by the way. I don't know exactly why Latino people in America are anti-American, especially if they came here. What would make them anti-American? Why even come here if you're going to be anti-American? Or especially why they would be anti-Southern either. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, what did the South ever do to them except give them a job in a lot of cases? Maybe I'm wrong on that. I don't know. But I don't see why they would need to be either anti-Southern or anti-American, whoever's doing it, unless they are communist. And that is the case. They are communist. Because that's why they painted a sickle and a communist sickle on it, because they may be from South America, but they are communist. Do we really want to promote anti-Southernism and communism in America? The LaxArt exhibit of Confederate Monuments states that it received funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Mellon Foundation, and the Tremaine Foundation, among others. Since when does the National Arts Endowment funding go to denigrating one section of America, much less to being anti-American? I am totally confused. I cannot understand how all this is happening in my country. Is it possible that this is actually happening? Is the National Endowment for the Arts funded by taxpayer dollars? I thought it was. If so, how does it figure that they would promote anti-American artwork that's blatantly anti-American? And if for any reason, and with Arabic writing all over it, and which we don't speak in America, not that we hate Arabs, but we don't speak Arabic here, and yet the National Endowment for the Arts is helping fund that exhibit. If by chance it didn't help it fund that exhibit, it is clearly stated it's going to help fund the Confederate Monuments exhibit, which is going to contain lots of denigrating, stupid things about the South. So, The Southern War, the war against the South continues, and the ethnocide continues. A large majority of Civil War memorial monuments were paid for by United Daughters of the Confederacy who worked hard, or such associations, who worked hard to raise money for these beautiful works of art. And they are tremendously beautiful. Some of them were commissioned at great expense. How can they just be stolen? Stolen away. Taken and hidden away, or torn to pieces, or melted down, or split into 9 million pieces. I don't understand this. And the large part, they're just taken away, put away somewhere, as if by a thief who puts them away. When did America begin allowing thieves to rule? Why is it all right to steal from the home of an absent former president? I don't understand that either. They're going to have to explain what these classified documents are and how they had the right to break into his home. And this is after all these years of harassment that he took these documents. I'll have to admit that once upon a time, after 23 years, I was being downsized off of a job that I had worked 50 to 60 hours per week on, putting my heart into. And right before I left, I did something pretty stupid. I took with me a copy of their donor database with names of donors and information on it. I did it really out of spite. They noticed that it was gone, and I really wanted to gall them. I had no intention of using that information. I never did. I didn't even have the right programs or the right equipment to work the tapes that there was only a couple of tapes, but I shouldn't have done that. But I did it really to irritate them. I didn't do it, and that's childish, but I did. I'll have to admit, because I was mad enough to do a lot of things against them, none of which I did, including bring a lawsuit. I'm sure President Trump was angry, angry and angry. He has been for at least 4 years. So, I mean, if he took documents, he probably did it not to cause any security concerns in America, because he loves America. We know that. It's obvious. If anybody loves America, it's him. Much more so than the present administration, much more so than Joe Biden, and much more so than Nancy Pelosi, who, when she's warned to not enter a country, personally warned herself, because China's president does not like Nancy Pelosi personally. Because she went to Tiananmen Square and placed flowers there to make a point. And I note here that America has been guilty of killing some people that it shouldn't have. And we're aware of that. America is hardly perfect. China is not perfect either. And that was a horrible incident at Tiananmen Square. We know that. But the president of China asked Nancy Pelosi particularly to not go to Taiwan, and to show that she doesn't care about America, she went anyway, because she could have had somebody else from America go in her place. She could have called and said, well, send an ambassador or someone. Send someone over here besides me. Send the minority whip. Send somebody. But no, she had to go. So that shows that she doesn't care about America. She really doesn't. And also, neither does anyone else in D.C. right now. They only think about themselves. So I think we know, all of us conservatives who were on the side of President Trump, I think we all are aware that President Trump cares about America. I think we can very well state that he would not have done anything to hurt or harm America at all. If he did something out of anger, I've been there, so I understand that. I have to add that the United Daughters of Confederacy's headquarters and archives in Richmond were broken into and set afire during the riots for over George Floyd there, damaging irreplaceable documents. This is absolutely unacceptable. How can they do this and get by with it? These are archives. I mean, these are non-replaceable. These documents dating back to the Civil War were priceless. Priceless. I'm aware that 25 years ago, one Civil War Southern jacket that was in an old house went at auction for Lloyd's in London for $25,000. Can you imagine how much those Civil War documents would have been actually worth? The UDC's headquarters, and what have these women done to hurt anybody? They were broken into and set afire, damaging the entire place and the documents inside. Whatever was in there, there was damage. No one was charged. No one has been charged anywhere with any kind of crime in that case, and no restitution of any type has been offered. Nothing. All they can do is tear down monuments and spray paint them all over and denigrate the South and call us white trash and spit in our faces. And believe me, they've spit in mine in front of a monument before and pushed me and shoved me. And all they want to do is act like Hitler's Nazis and call us Hitler's Nazis. It's certainly not right. Secondly, why is the death of primarily one black man, only one black man, George Floyd, one particular black man out of the whole of America, outweigh the 250,000 primarily white Southern boys and men? And by the way, I mean, there were amputations in addition to these figures of 250,000 dead. There were house burnings. There were broken families. There was poverty. There was destruction of cities. If you look at the photographs of Columbia, South Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, after Sherman came through, you'll see that they look just like the Ukraine did after Russia did. So we scream and yell at Russia coming into the Ukraine and killing and bombing and burning and maiming. But yet in the South, it's acceptable. And then we are the right white trash. Are the Ukrainians the trash and the Russians the good guys? Be on that side then, DC Nazis. In fact, not 250,000 slaves died in the South from killings, though 250,000 soldiers did. Hardly so. Drafted boys and men of the South were made to fight and die, and there were only 10% of them were slave owners by the highest number estimates. What they did own was the belief that when their fathers fought for the freedom of a new America in 1776, or their grandfathers, they would be respected. And when they fought again in the War of 1812 to save America from the British, and by the way, those parts of history don't count anymore, do they? Because they don't concern slavery, I guess. They don't count. So when these Southern boys who went to war, when their fathers and their grandfathers fought in the War of Independence in 1776 to make America a nation against the entire British national empire, and when they fought again in 1812, when the Capitol building was burned down, or was it the White House? One of the structures in Washington, D.C. was burned to the ground by the British at that point. And yes, the reason Andrew Jackson's statue stands in front of the White House, I believe, is because that's the one that was burned down, because Andrew Jackson was the primary person in helping to defend the United States of America and Washington, D.C. from the British in the War of 1812. So why would you pull his statue down, idiots? America's being run by idiots. Those young men believed at that time and during the Civil War that they would be respected, their fathers would be respected, their grandfathers would be respected, and they would be allowed the liberty of a voluntary union of United States, which is what it was to start with, not a forced union. However, it didn't work that way, just as it's not working for the Ukraine. I believe those 250,000 dead Southern boys and men deserve to be treated with respect, not as white trash. And neither do their descendants. In my opinion, this nation was meant for all. Black lives matter. Southern lives matter. Soldiers matter. Veterans matter. Drafted young men matter. Everyone in America is supposed to matter. Is this not true? Then what's wrong with the idiots who want to act like certain portions of the country don't matter? This is Miss Confederate, and I hope your day is better than I hope mine gets better. If the South is left alone in peace, then maybe it will.
My father before me, I'm a working man. rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when it's in defeat. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing the night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing, they went na 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 na.